I had a non-Christian talk to fairly recently. I came to Morris Hill. I said, well, how's it going? They said, well, I like it, but you just, every week, you're just talking about the same thing. I said, what is that? They said, Jesus, is there anything else? I said, no, that's it. That's all we got. You know, we're like a band with one song and we just keep playing it. That's how it is. It's all about Jesus. I said, but I'm glad you caught that point. I'm glad he didn't go, you know, it's about monkeys or something. I mean, I would have had to get fired. He got the big idea that when we open the Bible, we end up talking about Jesus. And I know that seems very simple to some of you, but let me submit this to you that it is sadly uncommon. I'll give you a couple examples. I do every once in a while I listen to Christian radio. I can't do it very often because I say things that I then have to repent of. But I was driving in my car, listening to Christian radio. I had a long trip, and I listened to hours of Christian preachers, and I can honestly say that I never heard the name of Jesus for hours. Like, on Christian radio, we're not talking about Jesus. I had a friend of mine, he's a church planner, went to an enormous church. He listened to the announcements, the drama, the sermon, the worship music. There was an altar call at the end. If you'd like to go to heaven and not hell, come forward now. Jesus' name was never said once. Once. And if you ask that church, do you believe in the Bible? They'd say, yes, we believe in the Bible. And Jesus says, you're not really accurately teaching the Bible or understanding the Bible unless you're talking about me. Okay? And so not only do we love Scripture, we believe that Scripture is not being properly used or understood unless the person and work of Jesus is the focal point of all that is being understood and instructed. So I make you this promise. If you come to Mars Hill, we will be talking about Jesus. And you can bring your family, friends, and coworkers, and they will hear about Jesus whatever Sunday they show up. And so whether it's the book of Ruth in the Old Testament or whether it's the book of 1 Corinthians in the New Testament, those are the last two books I've taught, we're talking about Jesus. And even now, we're in Nehemiah. We're talking about Jesus. When we taught Genesis, we talked about Jesus because all of Scripture, Jesus says, is ultimately about him. Okay? So when you see a king, think of King Jesus. When you see a priest, think of Jesus, our great high priest. When you see a prophet who speaks for God, think of Jesus. Think of Jesus who comes to reveal and communicate who God is to us. When you see a lamb in the Old Testament, when you see a sacrifice, think of Jesus, our sacrificial lamb. When you see the temple in the Old Testament, think of Jesus who is the presence of God. All of the images in the Scripture, all of the promises and prophecies of Scripture, all of the trajectories of Scripture are all about Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what Jesus said, and that's what he demonstrated. He said, you don't know your Bible unless you understand me and you love me. And furthermore, he demonstrated that by walking them through in the greatest Bible study of all time, showing how the whole Bible was about him.